Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Let's go to the phone lines here, and it looks like we've got a call from Jim Condos from Burlington, Vermont. And Jim Condos, that sounds like the name of the Vermont Secretary of State. Is that indeed who you are?
That is indeed who I am.
Well, Secretary Condos, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for calling in. How is the state of election security in Vermont?
So we feel that we're in pretty good shape. We actually started working on cybersecurity in our election systems back in 2013. And at that time, we did a full-blown risk and vulnerability assessment. We had any recommendations put into high, medium, and low priority, and we've consistently worked to get all those recommendations in place. Having said that, we also did penetration tests, and we've continued to do regular penetration tests as well. And I think that the important thing to remember for most of your listeners is that, and it's been mentioned already, but we are a very decentralized system here in Vermont, and like most of New England, we do not have county government. We go right from the town level to the state level. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, and I sat on a panel with Eric Rosenbaum back in March before the Senate Intelligence Committee. We announced at that time that we are implementing two-factor authentication.
Yeah.
We've got web application firewalls in front of every...
Well, Secretary Condos, let me just jump in here. Your cell phone's also a bit shaky here, but there's a key question I want to ask you before hopefully your line won't fall apart. But I am seeing here that even given the steps that you said you've just taken there in Vermont to assure the security of the voting system there as much as possible, I mean, NBC News reports that in late August, there were three different methods used to get access or attempt to get access to Vermont's online voter registration database. Someone tried three times, or three different people, groups tried, to get access to your voter database. Did that happen?
Yes, it did. But let me explain that there isn't a computer in the world that has a website or anything that isn't getting scanned every day. What we experienced with scans, our logs of the systems showed us where they were coming, originating from, although you can't always count on that. But the one that raised our attention, if you want to call it, was the one that said Russian Federation, and we forwarded that on to Department of Homeland Security through the communication protocol that we have developed over the last year. And I think that, you know, our systems are getting pinged thousands of times per day, thousands of times per hour. The question is, have you put the systems in place to defend against it? Back in 2016, there were 21 states that were targeted.
Yep.
One state was breached. And of those, the conversation is always about the one state that was breached, but never about the 20 states that actually defended against
which
that.
State was so breached? Do you know? I haven't heard of that. Which state was breached, Secretary Condos?
I believe it was Illinois.
Okay, interesting. Well, one last question for you briefly, because I want to turn back to our guests with what you have to say. But I mean, you're the Secretary of State for Vermont. What would be the most helpful thing to you from the federal level to take even more strides forward in election security?
Let me speak for myself, and I must say that what I believe is that there are some best practices that we need to put in place, one of them being voter-marked paper ballots, because that is really the truly only way that you can actually audit. We do a high statistical confidence level audit. It's a randomly selected towns within 30 days of the election. We've been doing them since 2006. Mm-hmm. We've never found a discrepancy.
Yeah. Well, Jim Condos, Secretary of State for Vermont, calling us from Burlington, Vermont. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.